Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, the Patriots are getting ready for their third preseason game against a team that might haunt them a little bit, the Detroit Lions.
2 years ago, same week, week three of the preseason, the Patriots had started 2-0 just like they did this year, and they got destroyed by the Lions. It was pretty ugly.
34-10, I believe it was. And Tom Brady talked a little bit about that on Monday, so take a listen.
This is an important game because it's an important step in our process to see where we're at as a team. We're going on the road. Tough environment. We went there a few years ago and didn't do very well, which we've already heard about that, you know, for 3 days now. So, you know, we're going to have to do better than we did last time.
So hopefully things go a little bit better for the team this time around. And this is a preseason game, but that doesn't mean in any way that it should be underestimated. This is a really good chance for the team to maybe see where they are, and especially some of these other guys, really, if they haven't had a chance to emerge yet, this is the time. Maybe some of the starters will get more playing time.
Usually this third preseason game is the one where we see the starters go a little bit longer. You know, Tom Brady and the first team offense, they pretty much played the first quarter in these first two games. Most likely we'll see them through the first half. What's also interesting, I feel like, is do we see them into the third quarter? You don't read much into that. It's just an opportunity to go into halftime, make adjustments, make corrections, and come back out for a series. I think there's some value in that. And like you said, there's a lot of players, including starters, who, you know, we still want to see a little bit more of,
right,
see if they're ready for, you know, the regular season. We know that last preseason game against the Giants next week, often the starters don't play at all. This is a big test for this team, and we've heard a few players already talk about it.
Well, since we're going in that direction, let's talk about some guys who will have our eye on. I'll let you kick it off for us.
Yeah, Jake Beckett is in the spotlight to me. I think there's an interesting battle going on with the backup defensive ends. Jake Beckett, Jermaine Cunningham, who we haven't really seen much in the preseason, this year's draft pick, Michael Buchanan. But Beckett, to me, is a third-round pick last year who almost had, quote-unquote, a redshirt year last year. I really want to see if he can make an impact, you know, in the second part of this game. This guy, I think, has some pass rush skill. I don't think he's going to emerge as a starter on this team anytime soon, but that third down guy who can rush the passer, they're looking for that guy. There's a glut of guys at defensive end. They're not all making the team. Maybe none of them make the team, but Beckett, to me, is the guy who's got to emerge this week in order to secure that roster spot.
Well, I'm going to go defense as well, specifically with the secondary. This goes back to the position battles. I'm going to pick Rozai Dowling. He's shown what he's shown every year, that he's injury prone. He's already missed some practices. He missed the entire week in Philadelphia, the joint practice session, and we know how valuable those have been to this team, and I think that that really puts him behind missing those practice sessions. And I think, you know, he didn't play against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think this is really, it's coming down to the make or break. He's really got to show something if he wants to have a spot on this team. So my eye will definitely be on Rozai Dowling.
Yeah, I think Dowling and Beckett and Cunningham, too. I mean, these are all early draft picks, second or third round picks from recent years, who for one reason or another have not taken advantage of that of those opportunities. And, you know, will any of those guys, will none of those guys end up making this team? A big, 7 to 10 days ahead.
Right, and, you know, in addition to some of those guys, it'll also be interesting to watch guys like Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower, who are making that second-year jump and see how much playing time they get.
Nope.
So it's definitely exciting here getting ready for the regular season, but that will do it for Brian and myself outside of Gillette Stadium, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.